story is told of the Sahar Chavan when he was a little boy, that he snuck into his mother's kitchen and he stole some candy and without permission. And the father caught him, so he asked him in Yiddish, "What are you doing?" He said, "He's doing what the Targum Mutzvah says on the Pasuk Vayakar. They pronounce it Ichnash. Ichnash. That's not exactly what the Targum Mutzvah says. It says Vyachnesh." The Medrash has a comment at the beginning of Vayakar. Medrash Rabbah says in the beginning of Vayakar that all of the parshas of the Torah from the beginning until now, this is the first parsha that begins with the word Vayakar. To teach you that Moshe Rabbeinu made kihinos kihinos, he gathered everybody together to give public shiur on Shabbos. He gathered everybody together to give a shiur on Shabbos. So the Pasuk Shabbos, he gave a shiur on Thursday, on Shabbos, on the morning Shabbos. So the Medrash says, no, he gave a shiur on Shabbos, and from here we derive the din that we should always have kehilas, kehilas on Shabbos. There's a requirement to have public shiurim on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Medrash continues and on Yom Tov. We mentioned already the Ramban on Parshas Emor and Chumash Vayikra says that this is a mitzvah sesam in our Torah, that it says regarding Shabbos and all of the Moadim that they are mikra kodesh and mikra kodesh. And the Ramban says the word mikra is miloshin kruy ha'eder. Kruy means lesef, lesef, those who assembled. That Shabbos and Yom Tov are supposed to be days of holy assemblage, mikra kodesh. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah understands mikra kodesh differently. And mikra kodesh means either kasher b'yisur malacha, or mikra kodesh means to recite kiddush. The kiddush is there. But the Ramban HaChumash understands that that's what it means, mikra kodesh. A day of holy assemblage for the purpose of tzula b'tzibur and Talmud Torah b'tzibur. The Beis Yosef and Hilchos Pesach claims that the Mesadri HaTfila, the Misak the Nusach HaTfila, the Anshef Nesach Dela, whoever it was who composed the Nusach HaGishman Esrei, apparently held like the Ramban. Because in the Nusach HaTfila of Shabbos and Yom Tov, we mention Mikra Kodesh. So if Mikra Kodesh refers to Kacher Basias Malocha, so what do we mention that in the Shman Esrei for? We don't mention the Shman Esrei that you have to shake the lulav and sit the sukkah and eat matzah and moro and do all the other mitzvahs ayom. So what do we mention this mitzvahs ayom for? So they say some claims, I think it's in the Tav Kezan, Hilchos Pesach, that from the Nusach of the Tzuri, you see that the Misakne Anusach have like the Ramban HaChumash, that Mikra Kodesh means the day of holy assembly for the purpose of Tzila B'Tzibur. So we mentioned in the davening that we're davening together, everybody's davening together for the purpose of fulfilling that mitzvah of Mikra Kodesh.
Is there one long of two Tzibur and Shabbat?
Right, that's what he says.
During the week?
Right, between the Garden there, and that's in Tav Kezayin, I think, points out that it's a little paradoxical. The Ramban is of the opinion that Tzibur B'chol Yom is only Midir Rabbanim, it's not Minatari. The Ramban's opinion is that Tzibur B'chol Yom, once a day, every day is a mitzvah min HaTorah. And the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvah disagrees and holds that tefillah only be a tzorah min HaTorah, that tefillah b'chol yom is only the Rabbanim. But Ramban on the other hand holds that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, tefillah b'tzibur is deraisa. Tefillah b'tzibur is deraisa. The Prima Gordon has a chumrah based on that. He says that the Gemara says in Masechet Nida that when a boy reaches the age of 13 or a girl reaches the age of 12, they don't become bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah just for shanim alone. You have to have shanim v'siman. They have to have shanim. And Siman means Shtei Cyrus on the Egoha Erevon. But the Gemara says that we have a Chazok at the Rover. Rover says that we have a Ruba de Leis to come on. We have the right to assume that anybody who has reached the age of 12 and a girl, or 13 and a girl, probably has Shtei Cyrus. We can assume they probably have Shtei Cyrus. However, the Gemara says with respect to Chalitza, Ktana cannot do Chalitza, a Kokin cannot do Chalitza. So to allow, let's say, a man died and he had no children and he left the wife who was an Alman, and the wife happens to be a little girl. She's before Bat Mitzvah. You have to wait till she becomes a Gedola, and she should be able to do Chalitza. Let's say he left a brother who's only 10 years old. So it's a hardship. You have to wait till he becomes Bat Mitzvah, and only after he's Bat Mitzvah, then can he do the Chalitza. Unless he has an older brother. If he has an older brother, his first Bat Mitzvah is tough. They didn't do the Chalitza. But if the only surviving brother is before Bat Mitzvah, you have to wait. If there's no brother at all and the brother is born after the man dies, then the Mishnah says you don't have to wait. Otherwise the Alman is not Alman, wait forever. Maybe your mother-in-law is going to have another baby another 20 years. Even if the mother-in-law is pregnant, you don't have to wait. If the brother wasn't born before the husband died, so that's Eishah Sachmash Lahari Ba'alam. But whoever was born, even though he's only a teenage Ben Yonecha, you have to wait till the kid becomes Bar Mitzvah. So then the Gemara says, but that's not sufficient. Just to wait till the girl reaches the age of 12 and the boy reaches the age of 13 and to rely on the Chazak of the Rav, the Kol Shehigiyah L'Chal Shanim was probably also Higiyah L'Chal Simonim. But except the chalitza, you have to be Vedic. You have to be Vedic to make sure that they have the shtei saris. The boy, you're Vedic with men, and the girl, you're Vedic with women. There's more discussions there that you give the girl over to women, and you have the women be Vedic for the shtei saris. So how can you rely on the women? If it's a real vindarizer that you need shnei eidim, the yakam erechet beish, the Biur HaGro quotes on Chayshe Mishpat, the Sifrei says on the Kamel, the yakam erechet beish, that erechet is not neman on an ish, to establish godless. You have to have dafke shnei eidim. Because to establish ish, to establish godless, is considered like a davar shebi'ev, and for that you need shnei eidim kshes. How can you be made so the girl to the women, that they should be vetted? So the Ramban, the El Amide, and the Ritvo, the Talmid Ramban quotes in his name, that since he really had this chazak of the rover, so you assume that she probably has shtei saris anyway. To establish that she's 12 years old, for that you have to have shnei eidim kshes. Once you know that she's 12 years old, and that the boy is 13, so you assume that she probably has shtei saris anyway. So it's only a chumra mid rabbanon, then you have to check to see if she really has the shtei saris. So therefore, there's no sense we can rely on the eidus anosh. We don't have to have that eidus anosh. The Ramban, Amida. The Chiddusha Ramban, Amida, and the Talmidei Ramban, the Ritvo and the Ram, they follow in his footsteps. They quote over what he said. So the question is, on that Gemara, when the Gemara requires dafke bedike for chalitza, you have to be bedik to make sure that they're able to do chalitza, that they have shtei saris. Does that mean with respect to all dealing by rice you need bedika? Doesn't mean with respect to inyani issues, with respect to inyani erevo. My loss of the yuchsin. The Gemara has a lot of times, my loss of the yuchsin. And the Rishonim said that my loss of the yuchsin is not limited dafke to cases of yuchsin, of mamzeir, suffered mamzeir, and so on. And even though the Pasuk of Tzolah, Yuchsin a lot of times means in the general area of Eben Ezen, the general area of Inyan Yishud. So one could perhaps insist that this Maile of the Yuchsin is only Legabi, the Bedikah that's required, not to rely on the Chazak of the Rav, is only Legabi Chalitz signing a get, let's say. Okay, the boys were just done to be Eidim and a get, or be Eidim and a chasin, and so we say, no, it's not right. You have to have that Kishnei Eidim Kshem, that you know the Vavar is that they're Bar Mitzvah. If the beard is growing already, so then the Rishonim say, you know, the Yodua, that they have Shtei Saris on their Eidim. Rashi has said, on that time, he said, if they have hair growing, then Kishu Eidim, they say him, so that's also called Shtei Saris. And the other Rishonim weren't so convinced that that was correct, based on the Gemara there and the Midr. He learned it already. So this is a question of Rishonim. When the Gemara says that you don't rely on Chazor for the Rav of the Gabi Chalitza, does it only mean the Gabi Chalitza and similar cases like those one should be over, or does it mean the Gabi Yol Dinim Derais? This is a Shaila and Tosfos. So we machna generally speaking the Gabi Yol Dinim Derais, and not to rely on Chazor for the Rav, but to insist that you bedik the kid. Let's say a kid is Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos Parshas Zohar, so many are machna that you shouldn't let the kid learn Kriyas HaTorah, because we assume that Parshas Zohar is Derais. You shouldn't let the kid learn Kriyas HaTorah unless someone's bedik him. Let someone's baby can make sure that he has stay sat. That's such a difficult thing.
What that we said last week, that Parshish
can see
that it's
worth it. Same thing. Whenever it's a dinda rice, you should be machmed to be baby to make sure that the kid has stay sat. This family will have. Most boys are 13 have stay sat. So the prima godim and hilchos Pesach on this din quotes this, they say, so be shame that I'm down on Chumash Parshish and more, that Tzibur the Tzibur is their rice on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So therefore he says the tzibur have to be gedolim. So therefore he says that you have to make sure you shouldn't just daven in a minyan of 10 people who just barely bar mitzvah. Because with respect to a din derais, you're not supposed to rely on chazor for the rav. So he says you have to make sure that you have 10 people who are bevador as bar mitzvah, or you have to be beidik to be beidik them to make sure that they have shtei saris.
So this job tzibur can't be a bar mitzvah.
Should not be a kid who just was bar mitzvah. I don't know about that. Chazal Sashat, that's already given to Rabban. But to daven tefillah v'tzibur, everybody should daven together. He says you'd be mahara to daven in a minyan, but you have to show 10 people who are passed bar mitzvah bevador. Then he said, yeah, every Shabbos we answer, he said. Then he says, shtiach on Shavuos. He's my own. Shtiach on Shavuos. Because usually people stay up Shavuos night, and then as the night proceeds, the older folks go to sleep, and then the younger people stay up. So by the time it comes down to time to daven shacharis, who's awake? The younger people, the kids who are before bar mitzvah and who are excited about staying up all night, and the people who are just bar mitzvah. So he says it's shliach. Then on Shavuos morning, they'll just have a minion of people who are just barely bar mitzvah. So you may not have a minion of asara gedolah. This is banish achidish. We pointed out one can do that with the prima godim achari. You can say that tefillah b'tzibur is the rice. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a chayvus hayochid that I have a chiyuv to daven tefillah b'tzibur. Ma'ariv Shachris Musaf Mincha. You already daven Ma'ariv B'Tzibur on Shavuos is not good enough, and I plan to daven Mincha B'Tzibur is not good enough. You could say that as long as you have one tefillah b'tzibur on Shavuos is good enough, on Yom Tov and Shabbos. You could also say that I personally don't have to daven any tefillah b'tzibur on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You could say that it's a chayvus ha'tzibur to shtel avek, that there should be makal kilos ram. I should institute public shiurim in the community, and I can go to sleep. Someone should go, there should be public shiurim. I should urge everybody to go, and I'll sleep, I'm tired, so I'll go to sleep. This part doesn't make that much sense to you. You can't say, as long as there's a minyan in shul, so everybody can stay home. But it means yeshiva. It's not the right people should participate, but to say that each and every yachid is mechuyah, chavis ha-yachid, that he has to go to shul, that's what the Ramban meant, that it's a din d'oraisa, and that's what the Beis Yosef said, that the mesakel nusach ha-tefillah held like the Ramban. It's a question whether that's exactly what the Ramban meant. You could say that he meant it as a chavis ha-tzibah and a kabbalah tzibah. To institute public shiurim and kriyas ha-Torah b'rabim on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and tefillah b'tzibur on Shabbos and Yom Tov.
So is this
He's the one who's doing the Maisa Mitzvah. But it could be that once you have 10 tzaddikim in the city who are davening tefillah b'tzibur, and then it could be that all of the members of that community are fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillah b'tzibur. All those who pay dues and see to it that the shul is open on Shabbos and that they have time schedules and that there's a chazan, a bar kohen, a rabbi, whatever, everything is functioning properly. It could be that everybody's fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillah b'tzibur at mikra kodesh, because we all saw through it that the tzibur had a tefillah b'tzibur. Probably, why not?
I forgot to say that the revolution
that
there was a
Maybe that's what he says, but I don't really see a mukhaya hacha. Not yet, sir. Stop. Fill it between me. 10 people davening. They're not the problem, so they're not davening. Doesn't count. Stop. That's a general question. If a person davens with Likavona, what's the law? Is it nothing or is it something? Shail and Shulchan Aruch. I think the Shem Shmuel quotes in the name of his father, the Zachachev, the Abinazer, that the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to unite all of Klal Yisrael together. That before the Mishkan was built, there was a het abonis. Everybody can make Shabbos Hazir, everybody can make his own bonus, bring his own kabonis wherever he wanted. Mishukana, Mishkan, that's your habonis. Mishkan says in the verse 30 in Zvachim. After the Mishkan was established, everybody had to come to this central location to bring all the kabonis there. So since it's an Indian of Hisachus Kalisol, that's why the pasuk says, Vayakal Moshe, as an introduction to Binyan HaMishkan, that he had to unite all of Kalisol together as one big kehila. And another way, a method of uniting Klal Yisrael together is by the observance of Shabbos, as it says in this Nusach Ashkenaz, as it says in Tigavna, in Nusach Svartzer. It says that one of the themes of Shabbos is Tikkun HaMisachten Berazu Deyechot, that all of Klal Yisrael become united together on Shabbos. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was makil b'nei Yisrael to be ma'achid them, and he told them the dinim of Shabbos again at this occasion, that Shabbos is for the one of the purposes of Shabbos is to be machet Klal Yisrael, and then he said, okay, let's go make the Mishkan. Those were the prerequisites of Asiyas HaMishkan. The Rishonim point out, based on the Gemara, that there's a different time, slightly different time, as to why the Chumash has a connection between Shabbos and the Mishkan. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that Rav Chaim never wanted to insult anybody, so whenever anybody said Ishtiko Torah, Rav Chaim used to say, yeah, I thought to say myself, but slightly different. I didn't even say completely different. I didn't want to hurt the guy's feelings. Not the same, but a little different. So the Rishonim have a little different over here from the Rav Amram Sachar Shavuot, that the Gemara says The Ramban Chumash and the Daz came to Balei Aseret. It's another Rishon who says based on the Gemara. Rashi quotes the first Rashi. Why Shabbos is written next to the Mishkan? To teach you, Lo Mashena Deichet HaShabbos, that you're not permitted to build the Mishkan neither on Shabbos nor on Yom Tov. Once the Mishkan is established, then you're permitted to be makrib the Chabonis on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That yes. I follow. But before the Mishkan is built, you're not permitted to build it on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. The Minchas Alozah is bothered with Akash. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu was making the Mishkan every day. 12 days of the Chanukah, not the 12 days of Chanukah, I'm saying the 7 days. The Shiva Simei HaMiluim. Rashi quotes on Chumash, every day Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan and took it down, and the next day he put it up and he took it down. If you have 7 days in a row, one of them is going to have to be Shabbos. He says he put it up and he took it down, so he was violating Vayna and Seifen. So if you say that the only the Avedis, Shizmanim Kavua Adei HaShabbos, but the Asiyas HaMishkan is not Adei HaShabbos, so how is he allowed to put it up and take it down? So that's where he has a whole purple on that kash, an interesting kash. It's an obvious kash, no? It's not a deep kash. Minchas Eluzim. New kasha, as in his chivas, talks about that kasha. Shvisas kelim. I don't think so. The Gemara learns that binyan is also from the Mishkan. The Asiyas HaMishkan is binyan.
Yeah, but no, maybe they would take that from the
Gemara says, well,
yeah.
Maybe it was only binyan aroy.
Ah, okay, that could be. It's a different thing. That could be that since he only planted, since he planted it down on the same day, there was no Issa Berais.
The Gemara says the only reason why he was kavua by Bnei Yisrael is because Al-Pi Hashem Yaakov Yisrael himself, but over here it was...
Could be. I don't think he gives that terror. Anyway, the Gemara says that the reason why Shabbos is written in the Chumash was given in connection with Asiyas HaMishkan was to teach us that the Asiyas HaMishkan is not there for Shabbos and it's also not there for Yom Tov. And then we showed him out on another thing, that the, that's the question. How do you know it's not? The Gemara seems that it's not Berech Yom Tov. How do you know exactly that it's not Berech Yom Tov?
Maybe because it's
Yom Tov is lower.
And then it
says
Yom
Tov is
lower. I think Rashi and Yevamos says, because Yom Tov is, either Rashi and Yevamos or Shavuot says that because Yom Tov is Nikra Shabbos. But that's a good question that we show him talk about. Rashi talks about either Shavuot or Yevamos at the beginning, and that is Rabbi Kivega and the Gilgan Hashas has a Kasha and a Rashi. It's not so Kasha. The answer to your question is not so Pashut. How do you know that being a Beis HaMikdash is also not Berech Yom Tov? The Pesukim only say Shabbos. So maybe Yom Tov is killed. So maybe it is Berech Yom Tov. The Gemara says clearly that that's the din. The Gemara doesn't state what the derivation is. At this occasion, was there a Yom Tov?
No, they
started before Shabbos. No, let's say we want to build a Beis HaMikdash. So we're not allowed to build on Pesach. I think Gemara says maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built on Pesach, so Rashi and Tosfos is the kasha. It's not. You're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash on Pesach. Abicha Mezaka made Xer and Heri Ben HaMikdash may be built on Pesach. They won't be able to bring the Korban HaOmer, and the Chodesh will be also all day long. So the Rishon Lech, you're not allowed to build on Pesach. The Gemara said Mechusha, there's not Berech Yom
Tov.
That's Rashi and Tosfos answer. Others, they call it a Medrash like that. Rashi and Parshas B'Shan, of course, it will be built by Hashem Yisbach. Rigdash Hashem Kermini Yodeh. And now the Rishonim don't quote that marriage, they assume that will be built again. That's the question. So the Rishonim add on that not only do we learn from these psukim that Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Binyan HaMishkan is not Berech HaShabbos, we also learn what the definition of a Melacha is. It says in the first half of the Kana, after Abed Mishkan Hashiva Kol Yad, what constitutes a Melacha, whatever was important in Asiyas HaMishkan. How did the Gemara know that it has to do with Asiyas HaMishkan? Because the Rebbeinu Shlom, so the Rishonim Achim said, because the Rebbeinu Shlom said, you're not allowed to build a Mishkan on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why not? Obviously, everything that's involved in Asiyas HaMishkan is a Melacha, because if Asiyas HaMishkan wouldn't be a Melacha, so go build a Mishkan on Shabbos. If a Melacha means business, doing business, so building Beis HaMikdash is not business, so what's wrong? So obviously, building Beis HaMikdash, everything involved in Asiyas HaMishkan was a Melacha, so we know what the definition of Melacha is from the fact that you're not allowed to make the Mishkan on Shabbos. Not only do we know what the definition of the Melachas are, which are the Lamed HaSavas Melachas, Hachtav, and Mishkan HaShiva, we know even the Prati HaHalachas. The Pasuk says that when they made the Mishkan, they did the Asiyas HaMishkan Melachas Machshevis. It never says Melachas Machshevis Legabi Shabbos. The Pasuk says Melachas Machshevis Legabi Asiyas HaMishkan. But the Gemara carries over the Kolom of Melachas Machshevis from the Asiyas HaMishkan to Hilchas Shabbos. that since it's only considered a malacha, if it was something that was necessary for Asiyas HaMishkan, and the Asiyas HaMishkan was done in the night of Malachas Machsheves, so maybe we see that a Chilul Shabbos is only if the malacha is done in the night of Malachas Machsheves.
We are
Avodas. Eglita quotes a machlokes Rishonim and Gaonim, right? Whether you learn from Asiyas HaMishkan or from the Avodas HaKabbonis as well. Yeah, right. The Poshut Shad is Asiyas HaMishkan. No, they must have a different leader. I don't know. Who quotes that the Rashi quotes the Gaonim who say that even the Malachas involved in the Avodas HaKabbonis is based on a Yerushalmi. But the Badli seems to learn all the Pshuta that it has to do with the Asiyas HaMishkan.
Why is it different to you if it's
come also from
the
Kabbalah? Why do you need a different leader?
No,
I mean,
it's also from the Kabbalah. Do we have a Kashi? You said, where
do we learn Malachas Mashabbos? Yeah, Malachas Mashabbos is never written by the Shabbos. It's written by Asiyas HaMishkan. And we derive it by Shabbos from the fact that the Torah says that all the Asiyas HaMishkan constitute a melacha.
And if you hold that you also learn from Malachas HaKabbonis,
yeah,
then you need another melacha, or that melacha is
good enough. I guess it means we learn from Asiyas HaMishkan and the Malachas HaMishkan.
No.
And the Avodas HaKabbonis, not only Avodas HaKabbonis. Some of both. Some of both.
Some say that you know that Shabbos and Malachas are asked.
No, the Chumash writes the two next to each other to teach you. The Shabbos Gemara says that the Asiyas HaMishkan is not Derech Shabbos. Now the Rishonim HaChumash say, and also this indicates to us what constitutes a melacha. After the Mishkan HaShiva is considered a melacha, because otherwise, what did the Rishonim forbid us from making a Mishkan HaShabbos? It's not a melacha. So we see that is the definition of a melacha. Whatever was important to Asiyas HaMishkan constituted a melacha.
How do we see from the limits of the Mishkan? Maybe it's Mishkan HaMishkan.
That's a good question. That's a good question.
How do you know it
else?
Okay. It's not
really
important.
So
why should you
say that? No, that's a good question. I don't know. The Gemara discusses, how do you know that the Lama Tessel is Malach? One Tana Darshan is from this Tessel. Eile Hadvarim. Here, the Torah Tmina quotes. The Gemara and Shabbos at Tzadik Zayin. Beis Tanya Rebbe Yomer. Rebbe Darshan from this Tessel. Eile Hadvarim. Asher Tiv Hashem Lasos Osan goes on Shabbos. So Dvarim is new at Rabbim Shnayim is 2. Hadvarim at the Hei Haidia adds on 3. And they were the gematria is Lamed Hey Vav is 36 is 3, gives you a sum total of 39. Eila Lamed Tess Avos Melacha Shnei Melo Lameshim Yisuv. First Pasuk in Vayakov, Ichnash. Eila Hadvam Shatsiv Hashem Lashashash Mishay Shisyamim. So Dvarim Hadvarim Eila Hadvarim. So Yeshua Anad Gemara, I'm sure Anad Gemara on a previous daf, I think it's on daf Ayin Nishar. So Yeshua on Masech HaShabbos points out that this is not a bona fide Yalkusim. Because the Mishnah says, Gematrios Parperos La Chochma. Where's that Mishnah? Chagiga? In Pirkei Avos? That's, I think, the end of the first part of Chagiga. Gematrios Parperos La Chochma. What does it mean? That a Gematria is not from the Midrash HaTorah Midrashes then. You can't learn that. I think more learns that Stam Nizir Shloshim Yom. More has a Machlokes, but the Stam Nizir Shloshim Yom or not. And we assume it's Shloshim Yom, based on the Pasuk Kadosh Yihyeh, you hear the gematria plus and having Yud-Hei is 30. So the Ramban writes, the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnah Yisan Nazir, that's not the Mokka. Even though his Moshe says that is the Mokka, he says that's only a remez because we never learn how to din from a gematria. They had a Masorah the Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Ramban and the Sefer Adubah writes the same as well. Ramban comments on the remez that the Gemara has on the Roshantan. That no, so the Ramban writes on that all gematrias, the Gemara never learned that any halachas from the gematria, any halachas derived from the gematria is an asmachta. That's not really the emes amokah. So what is the emes amokah to derive that the lamateh service melachas? How do you know the lamateh? So the Gemara there in Shabbos says, the real lafus is that you add up every time it says in the Chumash the word melacha from the beginning of Chumash to the end of the Chumash. That's a real yafus. Yes. So the Tosfos Yantav asks on Mishnah is that it's not so. The word melacha appears in Chumash many more than 39 times. So it gives you a cloud, which he says he thinks that cloud is going to solve the problem. Only if it's written in a certain way, not if it's written in another way. But he didn't bother to check through to see if his cloud solved the problem. Sayin Ayin was a very meticulous man. Feinan printed in the back of the shop, where he gives you the tziyun and Rambam comes to Yishamri's and so on, and Rosh. Feinan checked out the Tosfos Yontif's klal, and he said that it's not his garden, so he gives a different klal. I remember Rabban Lichtenstein told us years ago that there was an essay published in Habarom, I think, that's the RCA publication, written by Rabbi Gettinger in New York, where he tells Rabbi Gettinger had some ingenious judgment to figure out what the Lama Tosfos Melachos are based on the Melacha. I never read. I just know that Rav Mendel Kasha has in his Zechan Melacha, just a few years ago. Mem Kasha has in his Sefer that he published just before he died, a few years before Divrei Menachem on Erech Chaim. So on Chelek Beis of Divrei Menachem, he has a long piece on this to try to figure out. He's not trying to figure out. He just quotes the various opinions from the Rishonim. Different opinions as to which, what the klal is, which melacha, melachta, or melechas do you count from the chumash, which do you count, which do you not count. So he quotes there are three or four opinions on Rishonim as to how to figure out the count. Not the Pater, not Rashi, the Tosfos, the Rashba, not the famous Rishonim. Some obscure Rishonim quotes to figure out what the cheshbon is, which you can. But that constitutes a bona fide drasha. The Gemara doesn't remember from Sanhedrin Dov Dalet. The Gemara has quite a few drashas like this. The Gemara says, how do you know how many zrikas you give on the mizbeach? So the Gemara says, kanas, kanas, kanos. The Gemara says, basukas, basukas, basukas. Then the Gemara says also, sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. And here the Gemara says that this is a bona fide drasha, that you add up every time it says nechum is the word melacha, and you add it up, it adds up to some total of 39. And the other Tana disagrees, and he says, no, that's not the Alfusa. That's not the Alfusa you add up every time it says Melocha. They just looked into the Asiyas HaMishkan to figure out how many Pu'ulas were necessary for Asiyas HaMishkan. It happened to turn out to be 39. If it would have been more, it would have been more. It would have been less, it would have been less. It happened that it turned out to be 39.
According to the Tanoim, the Dashin from whatever Dashin from us, the number of times says Melocha. So how do they know what the Melochas are?
That's the Masara Kasa Dara Lacha Chaim. They had to be Kaveh, which they are.
And they decided to be Kaveh.
Yeah.
Is there something that you want to report?
Yeah, there's one time in the Gemara quotes. There's one time that there's more than 39. Yeah. So that time obviously doesn't hold in the Gematria. And obviously doesn't hold in the Malacha, Malacha, Malachta. He holds in one of the... has a different measure. Right? So he has a different measure. Why do we learn out the melachos of Shabbos from Asiyas HaMishkan if the idea of observance of Shabbos is Zechel Abriyas Olam? So what has Abriyas Olam got to do with Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zechel Abriyas Olam? So what has Yetzias Mitzrayim got to do with Asiyas HaMishkan? So you could say, like the Ramban writes Al HaTorah, that the Asiyas HaMishkan was the Gemara of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban writes that Sefer Bereishis is the Sefer of Bereishis, Haskalos, the beginning of the world, the beginning of the Jewish nation, the beginning of mankind, the beginning of the Jewish nation, the beginning of everything, the beginning of history. Sefer Shmos, he calls the Sefer HaGolos VeHagula. It starts off with the Golos from China and it ends off with the Gula. So then the Ramban says, and he's Hadgama for Shmos, he writes, but that's not exactly correct. The Gula is only after they got back into Eretz Yisrael. So he says, no, once they made the Mishkan, they had a Makom Mekudosh, they had a Kedushas Makom, so that's the same as entering back into Eretz Yisrael. Usually you can't visualize the Beis HaMikdash and Chutzler. But here they had a Beis HaMikdash and Chutzlo, so the Bereshit HaMikdash, you should make a Mishkan in the Midbar. So since they returned to Makom Mekudosh, that was equivalent to returning back to Eretz Yisrael. So one could perhaps say that this was the Yetzias Mitzrayim. That Shabbos is Zecher to Yetzias Mitzrayim, this perhaps was the Gemara of Yetzias Mitzrayim.
I don't think he discussed.
Yeah, I'm suggesting maybe based on the Ramban, maybe that's the answer. Others say that...
It says Shabbos
and Zechel Tzius Mitzrayim. Nechumish, it says Shabbos is both Zechel Tzius Mitzrayim and Zechel Amayis Adorations.
Why didn't you connect that to the Mishnah?
No, I'm just asking a simple question. If the observance of the Lama Tess Melachis is Zechel Tzius Mitzrayim and Zechel Briyas Olam, so why is it learned out from Asiyas HaMishkan? What does the Asiyas HaMishkan have to do either with Briyas Shemayim Vaaretz or with the Tzius Mitzrayim?
Why is it after them?
Maybe he doesn't have to do. What the melachos are, learned out from here and has nothing to do.
In Shabbos,
okay.
Should be
Could be. So Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that when Rabbeinu Shlomo created the world, so Adam HaRishon was a pure individual. And then after the chet of the Yetz HaDa'as, the Nachash was hito b'zuhama. Then the Gemara says, "Bnei Yisrael who stood at Har Sinai prospered through our Moshav." But then the Gemara continues in Avodah Zarah. That's the same. Then the Gemara continues in Avodah Zarah with the rest of the story. So the Gemara says, but then after Bnei Yisrael sinned with the Chet HaEgel, so the Zohama returned again. That's all the Gemara has. And then the Medrash adds on, but then, when they built the Mishkan, then that Zohama that returned, because the Gemara assumes that this man has said the Zohama is not with us. And according to the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, the Zohama came back again after the Chet HaEgel returned. So when did it disappear again? So the Midrashim add on. Rabbi Shua Heller has in his sefer a whole essay on this, very long, complicated, fascinating essay about this. That there are Midrashim that add on to the Gemara, where they explain that when they made the Mishkan, that was the kapara for the Chet HaEgel, and Rashi quotes in Chumash that the Asiyas HaMishkan was a sin, and that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mashar Shechinah to be Israel, to demonstrate that he's forgiving us for the Chet HaEgel. At that time, the Zohama went away again. So we returned back to the original state of Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet. So it's sort of Asiyas HaMishkan is the rebuilding of the world, considered as if you're rebuilding the whole world again. That's what someone has said, it's based on Maharami. Prague has long Arichas HaMishkan in one of his little songs. That the Asiyas HaMishkan was in a certain sense the rebuilding of the whole world. And there's a Gemara in the first place in Ksubis. There's more comments on the Pasuk that describes the way that Tzalel was involved in making the Mishkan. By Maliyos of Ruach HaLikim HaChokhman V'Svil HaVadah V'Chol Malacha. So the Gemara says, Yedeh HaYu B'Tzalel HaTzal HaTosyo Shebehem Nivru Shemayim V'Oret. That there are Pesukim in Tanakh, which indicate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Chokhmah and Bitzvuna Uvidah. So when he made the Mishkan with the same type of Chokhmah, meaning that Chokhmah that the Ribbono Shel Olam created Shemayim V'Oretz. What does that mean? That he was rebuilding the world at this time somehow. The Asiyas HaMishkan was accomplishing the Pesikas HaZohama to return back to the state of Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet. I don't exactly understand what that means, but we have to try to understand. The Gemara has such an idea, we have to try to understand. So Chaim HaKadosh has a comment on the pasuk, Sheshi Samim Tei Asem Alocha, why is it Belosh and Nifal? So he refers you to the Mechilta and Parshas Bot, where the pasuk says regarding Shvisa Memelocha, that on Shabbos called Melocha Lo Yeyosebo. Why does he say Lo Yeyosebo? So the Mechilta says, Lo Yeyatzma Velo Yeyachem, Melocha may not be done. We can't, from this passage we derive that Amir al-Nachri is forbidden. So the simple reading of the Mechilta is that it's an Issa Deraisa, so then Rabban asks, how can that be? Amir al-Yachm is an Issa Deraisa. The Gemara says all the time that it's only an Issa Derabbanan. That's why you have so many kulos, the Machim Tzah Barichai, the Machim Acholot Kisi HaFedesh, the Machim Shul Tishus, the Machim Mitzvah we discussed the other day, the enemy. There's so many kulos on Amir al-Yachm. Shumishu Baritz Yisrael Hikilo. So if Amir al-Yachm is Deraisa, so how can you have any coolness on an Isha Deraisa? So Ramban says the whole drasha of the Mechilta is only asmachta in the Rabbanan. Adal Mizrahi in his commentary on Chumash and Parshas Bo, he quotes the Ramban, he disagrees.
He's referring to a Jew and it's a
Mishra and Shalayat
is asking Jesus.
That's okay, an Isha Deraisa, that's with Mehiva. The Pashto says no, Mechilta says Le'ar De'atzma Le'ar De'acherim. Acherim doesn't mean Acherim, others. Acherim means nothing. Shalchol, like Rashi writes in Pesachim, Shalchol Yatarav, Alatarav Shalachem and Shalgalei. So Rashi says, Shalachem means Shal Yisrael. Shalachem means the other people. The other people means the Ummah Salem, not other Jews. It means Akum, is Acher. The Belly Mizrahi has a famous comment on Chumash. This is on the Mechubas on Parshas Bo, on Perek Yud Beis, Chapter Yud Beis, Pesach Tezayin. It goes on Pesach, not on Shabbos. B'yom Arish Mikro Kodesh, B'yom Ashvin Mikro Kodesh, So the Ramban over there says that it's only in a remez, only in Asmach and Rabbanah. Barry Mizrahi quotes the Ramban and he says he doesn't think that that's a kasha. He says, One Tana says that this is the Mokka for Amir al-Yakim. The other Tana gives a different rush. He claims, no, that Tana who says that this is the Mokka for Amir al-Yakim holds Amir al-Yakim is the rice. The other Tana disagrees and we pass like the other Tana. Ramban obviously holds he's wrong, that no Tana holds Amir al-Yakim is the rice. No Tana holds Amir al-Yakim is the rice. We discussed in the Sivis is bothered with the kasha, the end of question is, but why should, according to Shammai HaZoken, that Yesh Alech HaVaraver, why shouldn't Amir al-Yakim be an Issa Deraisa? Because if you hold Yesh Alech HaVaraver, the Rav Rishonim is saying, in a case where Yesh Alech HaVaraver, the Rav Rishonim is saying that even Amir al-Yakim also, Yesh Alech HaVaraver. So he gives an answer that it can't be. Nobody holds that Amir al-Yakim is Deraisa. I think Shuka. The only time Amir al-Yakim is Deraisa is when it's a Ger Toisho. Because the passage says, the Imach is that Amach Kaveh HaGer. So now Echayim in Simen Shin Dalet, or the way the that was written, Simon Dalachin, that is saying Simon Shade, that's in Simon Dalachin. And our Chaim Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Mechilta that that's a din deraisa. Merely Yaakov, who's a ger toshav, is forbidden men atar. Then you don't have any of these kulos at all. That's a big problem, let's say. The Hetem Mechira for Shnas HaShmita in Eretz Yisrael always poses a problem of Lo Sechanim. You're not permitted to Lasit Nam Chanoi Bekarka. You're not permitted to give over Karka to the Nochrim. So how are they permitted to make a Hetem Mechira? So that's why many Gdolim are opposed to Hetem Mechira. They want to avoid a problem of Shvi is the Rabbana. And the whole Hetem Mechira is based on the assumption that Shmita Bizman is Ezan is the Rabbana. So in order to avoid an Issa the Rabbana, they go only right out an Issa the Raisa of giving over the Eretz Yisrael to the Yad. That's why they see in the Chazanish and many in between them and after them and before them time that they were opposed to the Hetz Mechir because they're violating the Issa the Raisa. Now they said no, that there's no Issa in selling Eretz Yisrael to the Yad, but they gave various reasons why not. So the Adnei Neza has one theme, one idea that many other Gdolim had, that when is there an Issa Lai Sechon and Lai Sitlan Chanei Bekarta, if you give the Nochri a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael, Lepevis HaNochri. But if you're doing it with Lepevis HaYisrael, he's doing us a favor to do a HaRoman. In order to be Mata, what, he's taking over the Medina? He's not taking over anything. We get a nice Arab, whom we know is going to sell it back after the Shnas HaShmita is over. And we only sell it to him that we should be allowed to do, we should be allowed to do business as usual on Shnas HaShmita. So since it's Lepevis HaMedina, Lepevis HaYehudim, so that's not a violation of Lo Sechan. Huh? So if you hold like that, that's what the Avnei Neza has a famous tshuva based on a Mashur and Git. If you hold like that, is Micha. But others say, Rav Kook, Sechan Roch, has a different angle. He claims that there's a svara to say, it's become a popular svara today. I don't understand why. The people who like to be liberal think that this is a gewaltige svara. I don't know. Liberal hand liberal murder. It's a krumah svara. It doesn't make any sense to me to say that all the Yomus Adam today have the status of Ger Toshav, because they're all Makabal Shevim, which is B'nai Neza. That's what the Torah Tanima writes also. Kayodua, he writes in brackets. Everybody knows that all the Yom HaSalem today, we all observe all the Shevim Yitzis B'nai Nefer. We all observe all the Shevim Yitzis B'nai Nefer. Who? When? Where? Who observes? Gilei Arayis, they all observe Gilei Arayis. The Jews don't observe Rahman HaLotan. The Prophet said, I'm Yeshiva people don't observe Gilei Arayis. The Yom HaSalem and Israel, Gilei Arayis. You read the newspaper, first page every day. Shvichas Domim, Gezel, Binim, corruption, and every government is corrupt. Mamish, from top to bottom. What? Mishkav Zacha? You read the Hamavasa? Everything. What? Who observes the Shevim Yitzis B'nai Nefer? The Yom HaSalem observes? I don't know. Anyway, it just means that they accept it in principle. They don't even accept it in principle.
Give it to the rule.
A finer guy. Not everybody. So that's the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Sin and Shin Dalet. Shin Dalet Shin. He quotes from Matlekes, the Ramam, and the Raivid, where you can have a person who has the status of the Ger Toshav is man as it. Can you ever have this din of Amir Liyakim that it should be an Issa Deraisa? You know, if it's been Amot to the Hagir. Hagir means the Ger Toshav. Doesn't go on a Ger Tzedek. A Ger Tzedek is Akko. The Torah speaks to every Jew that he's not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. It says, Vinofish ben Amos Kavah Ger means that you're not allowed to do Amir Liyakim to a Ger Toshav. He himself may be Mechal Shabbos, but we're not permitted to ask him to do Malacha for us. So then those people are so convinced, like Rav Kook says, that all the Yom HaSalem, or some of the Yom HaSalem today, have the status of a Ger Toshav, so there's an Issa Deraisa to ask him to do any Malacha. So then they're not allowed to do Yishuv Haaretz Ayidei those days. I mean, we do it all the time. Rav Kook himself was not there to go to the JNF, to go buy karaka on Yom Kippur, Shecholi is the Shabbos, Ayidei Yakum. The Jewish representative from the JNF drove on Yom Kippur, Shecholi is the Shabbos in a taxi, and it was driven by a guy, and he went to the auction, and he was bidding, and then he told them that they should sign the papers, and he's going to pay whatever they want, he's going to pay. So you see, Rav Kook also held that the head of Amir Yakum applies to his honor. Well, he picked the guy who was over the reserve. All of them are the same there. All of them the same. All the margins are the same. Ali Yvonne Habnenpa. So the pastor says that we don't accept that opinion. It's a very difficult opinion, even liberal Heinz Liberal Morgan. It's not a question of being liberal, it just doesn't make any sense. And our law doesn't make any sense. Why should you assume that all the Muslims today or even the final Muslims today are considered as Ger Toshav? It doesn't conform to that law as a Ger Toshav. You have to be Makabal, Sheva Mitzvahs, because they were given in Hashemayim, and the Kabbalah has to be in the presence of a dozen of three Jews. You don't have that formality. Anyway, that's the shah. So the Aruch Haim HaKadosh suggests that this pasuk also sounds like the Mechilta. Sheish Yisyamim Teyosa Malacha Teyosa Ayidei Acherim. That on the 6 days you can do, you can have others do. But on Shabbos, both forms are forbidden. You're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to have others do on your behalf. But the pasuk seems to indicate, like the Mechilta said on Parshas Vay, that Amir Eliyakim should be an Issa Deraisa. Tashveri Shifa, we don't follow that. We pass an Amir Eliyakim is only the Rabbanim, and it's only an Asmachta. It's an Asmachta though. And asmachta means, like we mentioned many times, the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, in the first parak, and that design says that an asmachta doesn't mean stam remiz diyama. You can take a telephone book and also make an asmachta in a gematria. An asmachta means, this is quite an asmachta, to Rosh Hashanah, it sounds like Aydeh Acherim. And on Shabbos, Aydeh Acherim is forbidden. So it's an asmachta to indicate that the Rebbe Shlom really wanted that, but he didn't want to ask it, L'Kral Yisrael Kuloi, as it dinder Isis in the days of Mammon Hatina, but he really wanted this, the Ratzon Hashem really was for this dinder Abba. Just like all the Asmachtas. Ramban writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs that the Nevi'im Ksuvim were given divinely. And he says, you can make Asmachtas on them. And you can make an Asmachta on a telephone book also. It means it's divine. You can make an Asmachta on the New York Times. So he means no, the Ramban means like the Ritva quotes in Rosh Hashanah. The Ritva quoted from him, right? Kibalna Mirabu Sena, we have a tradition from our Rabbein, that when the Gemara says Asmachta, it means that this is really the Kavanah Satera. Not that it should be on a level of the Raisa, but the Torah was merameh that the Rebbe Shlom wants the Chachamim to institute this din sometime in the future.
Mr. Shlom, father
hints
to his son that he would like a certain thing
done to
himself
to do the
favor, since
the
son
wants
his father,
just
for a
man. Right, that this fulfilling dinim derabbanon is a mitzvah of Avos Hashem in HaTorah. That's the mitzvah of Sishorim and the Balatanya and the Midrashim like that. It's a form of Avos Hashem. Avos Hashem means not only that we do what the Rebbe Shlom tells us explicitly. If we love the Rebbe Shlom so much, we'll believe in what he doesn't tell us explicitly. If we know that it'll be a nachas ruach din. If we know that he would be happy if we should do that. Like the child who wants to make his parents happy, so he doesn't wait till his mother asks him to go shopping. If he knows his mother wants him to, the father and mother want to do something, so he'll do it, even without being mitzvah explicitly. So too, the dinam derabbanan on the rumors in the psukim. We know that that is the Ratzon Hashem.
I thought not.
That is a question. Yes, that is a question. That is the comment of the Yushas Leiber of Levitz of Ravitchad on the next person. Zeh Hadavar Shatzir Hashem Leimor. Zeh Hadavar only appears in connection with the words Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashem. Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Matos quotes the Sifrei. They would also say Zeh Hadavar. So the Sifrei says, Kol HaNevim Nisnabu B'Kol Amar Hashem. Mosif Alei Moshe, the Moshe Rabbeinu says the higher level of Nevuah, he says Zeh Hadavar Ashat Tziva Hashem. What's the difference between Zeh Hadavar and Kol Amar Hashem? So Lev Yitzchak Berditcheva, in his Sefer Kedushas Levi, writes, then the Pasha Pshat is, the Gemara says, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nisnabi Bas Bekloria HaMeira. The other Nevi was Nisnabi Bas Bekloria Shein HaMeira. What does that mean? He quotes from the Kabbalah story, the Balatani quotes, he's also from Kabbalah story, that the verse Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom was Osius and Akudis. He had a Nevuah, a vision of words. He didn't have a chazon and a mara and then give it an interpretation. In contrast to the other Nevi'im who had a chazon, they saw flying horses and they saw whatever, all different kinds of things. A pot cooking, a matel shoket, I mean, all kinds of different things. And then he had to interpret the dream that they gave. So the other Nevi'im can't say, Zeh HaDavar Shetziv Hashem, this is precisely what the Rebbe Shlom has told me. He didn't get it in words. He got a chazon and he says, Kol Amar Hashem, this is approximately, this is the pshat in the Nevi'ah that I saw. Hashem came Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu had a Nevuah, voices in the Kuru, that's why he says, Zeh HaDavar Shetziv Hashem. This is on the assumption that the other Nevi'im Ksuvim were not dictated word for word and letter for letter to the Nevi'im. That's what the Kedushas Levi is assuming. Others assume not so. There's a Shaila in Rishayim, if Oshay Akana, I have this dispute. Malbim quotes the Machlokes, whether the other Nevi'im also had Nevuah dictated to them word for word and letter for letter. So the Ramban seems to hold that yes. This Ramban and Sefer Mitzvah seems to hold that yes. The Kedushas Levi goes further, he has a whole drush on Purim. So he says, that's pshat in the Yerushalmi that says on the Pasuk that the Megillah says to the Divrei Shon of the Emes, and the Gemara in Bavli, the Gemara Darshan, Divrei Shon of the Emes, Kamita Shol Torah. That Megillah says they had the same status as the Sefer Torah. That's one pshat. Tosfos has two pshatim. Amita Shol Torah means Mezuzah, Amita Shol Torah means the Sefer Torah. The Gemara says that you need Sirtus. The Gemara says that you need Sirtus on the Megillah Sester, just like you need on Amita Shel Torah. So the question is, which is Amita Shel Torah that needs it? Say the Torah or Mezuzah. So Tosfos has two pshat in there. But Yerushalmi says the same drasha, Divrei Shon of the Emes Kamita Shel Torah, and Yerushalmi states clearly, Amita Shel Torah doesn't mean Mezuzah. It means Sefer Torah, it means Chamisha Chamisha Torah. And what is the drasha in the Bavli? The Gemara has it benegeir to other things, Sirtus and other things. The Yerushalmi has it benegeir to drasha. That just like Amita Shel Torah, just like Torah Smosha is Nitan Lehidoresh, so to Megillah Esther is Nitan Lehidoresh. So the Pshat Levi asks, what do you mean it's Nitan Lidoresh like Moshe Rabbeinu's Chumash, like Teresh Moshe Amitash of Teresh? The whole Tanakh is Nitan Lidoresh. If Esther was written by Ruach HaKodesh, it's Nitan Lidoresh. If it wasn't written by Ruach HaKodesh, it's not Nitan Lidoresh. So what do you single out that Megillah Esther is like Chumash, Amitash of Teresh? Say, Megillah Esther is like Tanakh, like Kisra HaKodesh. Why specifically single out Amitash of Teresh? So he has a drush where he explains, not like this Ramban that you're pointing at. He says, "Lefi shifaso the hemshech of zeh hadav and kol ma'asha." So he says that adrash is based on the assumption that the Dvar Hashem was given to the Moshe Rabbeinu, was given to the Navi word for word, letter for letter, and you can have different levels of interpretation, different levels of understanding in the Dvar Hashem. Achas diberukim shtaim zushamaiti. The Gemara says diber can be misparishim the kama antin. You have mikra echad yetsu the kama taimim. The Gemara says you can have one pasuk, you can have different levels of interpretation on the one pasuk, and all the levels of interpretation could be entered. But it comes from had all these Savonis when he dictated it to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Bishas Levi says that this can only be true regarding Chumash, where we dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word, letter for letter. So we're learning the Dvar Hashem. So in one generation, the Chachamim see one Kavanah, another generation will see another Kavanah. You can have Shivim Panim Latar, different Kavanahs in the Chumash. But in the Nevi'im, we don't see the original Mara HaNevuah. It's filtered already. We are given an interpretation that the Navi gives. The Navi had a Chazon, he had a Mara. And then he interprets that Mara. So he writes down his interpretation of the Mara HaNevuah. So we didn't see the original Mara HaNevuah. So we can't give a different shot. We didn't see the original. We're seeing a Pirish, like giving a Pirish on a Pirish on a Pirish.
No. Why should Megillas Esther be singled out that it should have this unique status that Dafka Megillas Esther is coming to Shul Torah more so than the other Nevi'im of Ksuvim? So he says, based on the Gemara, Moses came to the Kibbutz that on Purim there was a new Kabbalah Satorah. So just like at the first occasion, the first Kabbalah Satorah, the Rebbe Shlom dictated a text of Nevi'ah word for word, letter for letter, and that's why, since it's the original Dvar Hashem, the original text, so that's why it's Nikta Mehidarish. You can have many different levels of interpretation because we're looking at the Dvar Elokim Mamash. Achas Dibur Elokim Shtayim Zushamayit. You can have different levels of interpretation on the Dvar Hashem. So too on Megillas Esther, Nevuah Moshe was directly Dvar Hashem. It was dictated. So Megillas Esther was the second time of Kabbalah Satorah. The Gemara says Kima V'Kidlu. So for the occasion of the new Kabbalah Satorah, the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted to dictate again some Nevuah that should be word for word, letter for letter. Since that too had that higher standard, that's why that is Nitan Lehidarsh. That's what he suggests in learning Pshat and Yerushalmi.
But the Nevi'im, the Ramban, doesn't have to disagree with the idea that the Nevi'im didn't get it word for word. But since it's not just the
Ramban thinks all that they did get it word for word. He says that all of Nevi'im are Nitan Lehidarsh. Maybe tefillin is one of the many pair. A person wears a diamond watch, right? And he wears a tie pin, and he wears cufflinks, and he wears tefillin. It's one of the many pairs that he wears. Yes. I don't know. It's a very good catch.
According to this way, you don't have a high level position, you reckon not?
He says it based on that Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the Megillas Esther alone is Kamita Shalter, unlike the other Nevi'im of Ksuvim.
Can you reason that this is Ksuvim and Nevi'im is also different levels of Ksuvim? So why would they be Ksuvim?
Don't know.
When we address this, is that we know which is the rice and the misora, what of the dress, how we learn the rice and the misora, or is it that we know within the rice and the chachamim are trying to figure out exactly how we learn this and get this in the rice?
That's a question. The pashtus is that many gaonim are of the opinion that they had the dinim in maser and all the drashas nigmar just as matters. But the pashtus in the gemara and the rishonim wouldn't seem to be like the gaonim said. It seems that the dinim were derived from the psukim, from the drashas, from the midas. Not that they had the dinim in maser. Yeah. The pashtus is that they developed the dinim based on the drashas of the psukim.
And these drashas suffer all from maser.
No, not every single drasha, the Korach HaDrasha, the Midrash, the drashas that were given, that you have a right to darshan an extra hay, an extra vav, and a Lashon Rabbim, and a Mole, and a Chaser, and a Lalapratik Lal, and so on. But every single drasha was not given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then, throughout the generations, the Chacham will come there, new drashas as they went along. He added on throughout the generations.
So many different ways to see it in the Gemara, just one way that switches far, doesn't really make much sense. So there must have been some kind of...
We're not familiar with the Midrash HaTorah and Rashi's name. Yeah. The Amoraim already were not familiar with the Midrash HaTorah and Rashi's name. The Tanoim already forgot. The earlier Tanoim had many more Midrash. The Tanoim had already forgotten all the Midrash HaTorah and Rashi's name in the area of Agoda. Ramchal has an essay. He says, he quotes Midrashim on Shir HaShirim, that there were many, many Midrash HaTorah and Rashi's name in Agadah, and Darshan and Psukim and Agoda, which had been forgotten already with Kuvus HaTanoim. And today we don't have. We don't know how these midas work. The only mida we work with today is Svara. That's Kavachayma, Mamatzinu, Medam and Musa, Musa, that's Svara. Someone today should come up with a Klalapat the Klal, and they have to be a super genius. Darshan and a new Klalapat the Klal.
The
Yeah, the Pashup Shad and all the Gemara indicates that they really were darshaning psukim to make up the dinim. They were developing the dinim. Right. It's not that they had all the dinim in Maser and then they looked for a remnant. The beginning of Achayvel, that's what Maat Chai says, because they had, this was a pirush from the pirush Muhammad Kabbalah and Moshe Messinai, that Ayin Tachasai means Kipshuta. But there aren't so many pirush Muhammad Kabbalah. Creates Hod, there are a few others, 5 or 10 in Ganson, but most of them were not. Balki Pashtus was not like that. The Gainim say like that. It's very schwer. The Pashtus and all the Gemara is not.
No,
the Midas indicate that something is really a Dinder Raisa.
Right.
Machta means it's a remnant that this is really Ratzon Hashem, who would really like that. So if we do this Dinder Rabbanon, this is a demonstration of our Ahavas Hashem. Like he mentioned from the Mesillas Hashem, like his son who loves his parents, the husband loves his wife, whatever. So he goes and he surprises his wife, he buys her a diamond ring, or he buys her a beautiful dress or whatever. Well, he doesn't wait till she asks him to get it. He wants to make her happy, so he surprises her by getting her something that he knows would make her happy. So we want to make the Rebbeinu Shlom happy because we love him. So we do all the dinim derabbanan because we know that this is really Ratzon Hashem. He never commanded us to do this, but we can tell from in between the lines that he would like us to do like that. That's what an asmachta means.
Why is there a machlokas for Rishonim, whether it's an asmachta liyam or a real drasha? It follows the rules of Torah. Why shouldn't it be a drasha? And if it doesn't, then it's
just... Because the Rishonim were not so... They couldn't tell whether sometimes it's a machlokas in the Gemara, sometimes machlokas atanayim, whether a certain din is a real bona fide drasha or it's only an asmachta.
Right.
Sometimes it's hard to tell whether it has the chaymer adin, the tokef adin, like a real din deraisa. It's only a gilui on the Ratzon Hashem that he would like... He's hinting to us that he would like that, but he didn't really command us.
So the Gemara was trying to figure out the difference between the thing. That means, so what did they have? So what does that mean? Did the din came down in Sinai and just trying to find what the drasha is, or neither the din nor the drasha came down in Sinai and was decided later? Or what came from?
No, Pashup Shad just the Midas came down on Moshe Mitzvah. The Klov, Midas Shatan, the Yosef, then the Chachmei Adar, in every generation, added on more and more dinim, they darshan more and more psukim. There was a karka psula there, like other Mauritian comes into a world and the whole world is empty, so he has a right to plant over here potatoes and to plant oranges there, to do whatever he wants with the whole world. He can make a city, he can make a farm, he can make a museum, make a yeshiva, whatever you want, forest, whatever. So the Chacham had a whole Torah, and everything was karka psula, and then they can darshan here and darshan there. They were given the Midrash HaTorah and the rest of them, and we still continue to darshan today. Moshe Feinstein and the Gdolei Ador are coming up every generation. They're coming out with new dinim derais and new pshatim in chumash. Moshe came up with a new wap level chiddush in Hilchas Ribbis, that there's no isa ribbis derais or derabana nothing whenever there's no shibur aguf. Whenever the loiva doesn't accept the shibur aguf. Mamsha din derais. And others disagree. They said it's not so. Moshe has many, many din derais. Every chacham, not only that Moshe. Moshe thinks that he's more famous than the other. Every chacham of Pas Mishailas comes up with chiddush dinim derais. In every generation, you darshan not klal apartik lav, you darshan just mamatzinu, svarim, and daman milsa v'milsa. That's the havana sadvarim.
Are there halachas that come down
in Sinai
that we know, let's say we know the halachas in Sinai, we don't necessarily know the
drushan,
sometimes it's more
impressive
point of what the
drushan
is.
Do
they know the
halachas
or the
drushan? Nah, if you have halachas in Sinai, it means that you don't need a pasuk. The Gemara says you don't need a pasuk, and something that's halachas in Sinai. Whether you need a pasuk for it's halachas in Sinai. What you have sometimes is, and it's it has in his hadamah to the shulchus, that's called Kidmas HaEmek. He claims that if you look in the Rambam doesn't, every time the Gemara says Hilchus HaGemilui Lord, the Rambam doesn't write Halacha Moshe Sinai, like Rashi and Tosfos and the Rosh say. The Rambam will write in Pi HaShmur Lamdu. And the Gemara says Halacha Moshe Sinai, the Rambam writes Halacha Moshe Sinai. The Gemara writes Hilchus HaGemilui Lord, or Gemara Gemiri Law, so the Rama writing Pi Ashmur Lamdu. So what does that mean? So he says consistently, look on our 15 Rama, he quotes carefully. So he says that means a different thing, he thinks. It means the Pi Ashmur Lamdu, that somewhere along the way, from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until the days of the Tanoim and the Yamarim, somebody along the way worked out a drasha, and they developed this din based on their drasha, and then the drasha was forgotten. The source of the din was forgotten, but the din was remembered. The Gemara says, Hilchus of Gemiri Law. The din we have by tradition, or Gemara Gemiri Law, we have the din by tradition, doesn't mean Halacha Moshe Sinai. The din was worked out somewhere along the way, and we forgot where the pasuk is. The pasuk somewhere. So, but to have a Halacha Moshe Sinai, then you don't need a pasuk. You don't need a pasuk for Halacha Moshe Sinai. Those pasuk won't be in Ashmachta. Those won't be a real pasuk. Yeah, but that's not a real drush. The Gemara will say that that's not a real drush. That's just an Ashmachta.
But
also, in your Gemara about Mises Moshe, they forgot that was the halachas. Something is somebody was throwing them all out of
the
mm-hmm.
So it's
the Mises Moshe,
or the
halachas,
the
halachas of families. I don't know if that means halachas Moshe Mises were forgotten. Things that are halachas Moshe Mises. I don't think so. Probably means the halachas. The halachas of Moshe Rabbeinu said, one dinam, another dinam. He said so many dinam, and then they forgot them, and then they reconstructed them based on themselves. The same way Moshe Rabbeinu figured it out. They figured it out later. But whatever is Halacha Moshe Messina means that there's no pasuk for it. You have a pasuk, then it's not Halacha Moshe Messina. Everybody else, yeah, just like everybody else made drushes. He had a machlekes, yeah. The Gemara says he had a machlekes with Aaron. The pasuk says he had a machlekes with Aaron. That eating the Sira Chattas and Aaron what? Aaron convinced him that he was wrong, so he gave in, said you're right. First machlekes in Parashat Matar, that's recorded in the Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu lost. He gave in that his brother was right, that he was wrong. If he makes this achlot, if he's going to be yomer al daita and insist that he's right, then when Aaron explained to him that a chilek between kachi, gave him the lomdis, gave him the whole lomdis, the chilek between kachi shor and kachi der, oh, tzvei alochus. And he had to do this. He just wasn't initiated in the lomdis. Could be. Kushat Levi has a famous kashif. Moshe Rabbeinu had this higher level of nevuah. How come in Parshas Bo it says Koyam Hashem the Hasos Alayla Ani Yatzei B'Sof Mitzrayim? Why does Moshe Rabbeinu there give a nevuah Koyam Hashem? He should have said Zeh Adavar Shetziva Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu always has Bas Beglory Hamiyira. So he gives a teret, he writes a teret in the Sefer Kedushas Levi in a different place. These are three different places in the Kedushas Levi. He gives a teret, he says that Moshe Rabbeinu only had this higher level of Nevuah, that's the Gloria Hamirah, when he was saying all the teret mitzvahs l'beris. So when he was saying the Nevuah of Ahirah Ashura, it's going to be our Makas Pcheris. So that's a din l'beris, Makas Pcheris every year on Pesach, there's a Makas Pcheris. It's a Ahirah Ashura, the Baruch Hashem is going to make a Makas Pcheris at one shot of fear. So he says, then at that time Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have this higher level of Nevuah. He was the same as any other old Navi of Asikloi Hashem Mira. So he says, Koyam Arashem. Only when he's saying a Din Lederis, like here, he's saying about Asiyas HaMishkan. These are Din Lederis.
That's it. The whole basic thing everyone knew, he doesn't understand what everyone else thinks. But he always had this ability.
No, he understands that it means that Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who got Torah. Torah means Din Lederis. The other Nevi'im only had a Hayu Asher. Moshe Rabbeinu is the only one who ever got an Aspik Lari Amir, because he was the only one. Is that fair? The other Nabi never got Torah, but he got, in addition to Torah, he also was a plain old Navi too. He got Hirosha as well. So the Hirosha that he got was given as an Aspik Lari Amir, and he used to say, Kora Amar Hashem also. Could be. Could be. Right. That could be. Along the lines of this Kedushas Levi, Rav Soloveitchik once explained, he thought this is the test of the Minhas, Kinos Kashi. He gave a whole Hesper to the Minhas. Ravala passed away. Gave a Hesper that's available in print, I think. Madodot Midot. Spoke about Ravala Soloveitchik. That he spoke about the kasha in Haschinah Erst. There is a Tosefta, the Gemara in the end of Sanhedrin. Mishnah says Sanhedrin list off the Adamisis there. Skila says the Herigenchen. And then the Tosefta lists off Abraham Shadunisa, the following Misa, the following Avera Shadunisa of Deishamai. So at least give you a whole list. So one of the people against Misa of Deishamai is an Oval Divay Novi. The Novi tells you have to stay on your head for 5 minutes and you don't listen. Another tells you have to go eat salami sandwich for lunch, and you don't listen, whatever. So Eva Abidei Navi is Chai Mishu Gidei Shemai. So the Minhas Kinnah is bothered with a kash, and then Moshe Rabbeinu is a good Navi. He was a nice Navi. He said we have to daven, we have to lay tefillin, we have to say Krishna every day, we have to sit in Sufi, you have to eat matzah, we have to observe Shabbos and Kashrus and Paras HaMishpacha. So whoever violates anything that's written in the Chumash is Eva Abidei Navi. So that's all the mitzvahs. If you close the whole book, who's Chai Mishu Gidei Shemai? Any Avera that I should have to do, those are even on. What do you need a list? That this guy, if he's Kevel and it's Zarsha Chachuma and it's Zarsha Shemesh, what do you need such a limited list? Whoever violates any one of the Tayyad mitzvahs, whoever will be very Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. Like it was, he was a less of a Navi, he was a bigger Navi. So any Avera should be Avera, I'll be even on.
He wasn't saying that it's all really like, it was more as if the
Torah,
Hashem telling us.
Like a Navi? Navi doesn't make up on his own. So Navi makes up on his own, that's called a Navi Hashekah. The Navi is saying what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants him to say. The Navi Emes, Navi Emes not saying, Navi Emes said. No, what you mean to say is the following, right. No, he said the answer. No, Minhas Kinnah gives a different answer. Minhas Kinnah gives an answer based on a Rashi and Sanhedrin. And the Mishnah in the end of Sanhedrin on Peches, where it says, Oval Divay Navi, Chamisa Dei Shemayim, the Rashi says, Oval Divay Navi, Rashi writes, Mevater al Dvaro. Eh, doesn't hold from the whole thing. Like he's Mezalzal in the whole business. But let's say the Navi says, you have to eat a salami sandwich for lunch. And he says, come on, I can't stand salami, I don't want to be fleshing, I want to have ice cream this afternoon, I don't trust the hashgacha. And the Navi says, you have to eat the salami sandwich. He's pleading Rachmanis and he doesn't do it. He doesn't do it for reasons, whatever. Or he wants to eat dafke steak for lunch. He doesn't want to eat salami, it's below his dignity, whatever. He gives a terrorist guy, but he's not that he's Mavata on the Navi. He says, yeah, go fly a kite, what, you're crazy, you're off your mind. So Rashi seems to say, that's what the Minhas Kinnah said. Rashi seems to say that Eva Diva Navi is Chayim Yisrael Shams only. He's Mizalzal B'dvarav, tells him to go fly a kite. But if he's Eva Diva Navi, because he has a great Sahara, he enjoys steak, he doesn't want to eat salami. Or he's stuffed, he doesn't want to eat the salami. He wants to eat ice cream at a party later, so he doesn't want to have the salami sandwich. So if he has a reason why, then he's doing an Aver, but he's not Chayim Yisrael Shamayim. The Yoyen Yisrael Yisrael Shamayim is only his Mevata, only his Mevata.
You
know,
it's
enough
Nami, Moshe
Rabbeinu
isn't in the
Torah. Right.
And Nami has such a
kula.
Now, anytime
Nabi Yeshua Maram,
never
a chai. Right, that's what he says, a kula, based on
Rashi.
To answer this
kasha,
he came up with a
kula. I don't like this. I think it's most terrible. I don't believe in it at all.
That's what he said, right. If you don't, if a person doesn't observe a mitzvah because he can't believe, this is ridiculous, mevata on the whole thing, then he's sacrificing his Yeshua Maram. But if he doesn't want to observe it because he has a yet Tahara, that's what he wants to say. Yeah. No, but he wants to say that if he's mezalzal in the whole mitzvah, he says he just doesn't care. Right. So he says then he's worse. Then he has the status of Ezal Divino. That's the Minhas Kinnah's Kiddush. He does not like that terror. He doesn't like that. The Ragachava gave a different teretz on this kasha. The Ragachava gave a teretz, he said that Eva Diva Navi is only heard directly from the Navi. So he says all the people who were alive at the Dor HaMidbar, if they wouldn't wear tzitzis, if they wouldn't shake a lulav, they would attack B'chai Mizim Dei Shamayim, because they were Eva Diva Navi, they heard it from the Navi directly. But whoever didn't hear, we didn't hear from the Navi directly. The Navi cried, the Navi died. Cried a long time, it's not alive anyway. So we didn't hear from the Navi directly, so we're not B'chai Mizim Dei Shamayim. That's his test. Where does he get such a thing? He makes a tushta. He says, Rishishav Ishmael Divrei says that Zotan Mami Achim said, the Oynish Misa of Zotan Mami is only heard directly from the Bez Nagol. He makes a Tushtal on his own, that the Lashon HaPasuk that the Sifrei Darshan is from regarding the Zotan Mami Achim, that it has to be only heard directly, is similar to the Lashon that appears by the Oivah Divei Nova. So just like there, the Sifrei Darshan is only heard directly from the Bez Nagol, so to by the Divei Nova, only heard directly. Tafidish. The Nishamas were there. The Gemara, not if you hold. The Gemara says the Nishamas were there. The Nishamas were there. But it's not. There's no. No, but this din only applies if the Navi is directly telling me that I'm not allowed to do it. This not. The people who weren't alive at that time didn't hear directly from the Navi, just the Nishamas were there, so this thing doesn't apply. That's the reason. That's the Pasuk. It says you have to listen to the Navi. It's the Pasuk in Chumash Devarim. Eilav Tishmo. Navi mikir b'cha mi'achecha kamani yap mecha Hashem alakecha. Eilav Tishmo. Eilav Tishmo is a mitzvah sase.
And it's only
after the Mitzvah? Yeah, Kavali. Has to be a Navi Mukhtar. This guy comes and he says he had a Nevuah. This guy was just here the Navi was just here the other day. He's not. The Yankees,
yeah.
That's Minhas Kinas Kasha. Why shouldn't it apply to Moshe like anybody else? So that's what Mordechai suggests, that's what Rav Soloveitchik gave his whole, the theme of his whole Rosh was, that Oivav Divei Navi means if he violates a din which was given by Teras Nevuah. A din which is given by Teras Teras is a different din. The din that's given by Teras Nevuah is also given by Nashamah. The Navi doesn't make it up on his own. But it's given by Teras Hayruah Asher. Moshe Rabbeinu's din were not given as a Hayruah Asher only, they were given a Teras Teras forever and ever, amen. These are mitzvahs, same Lashon Tzav and Lashon Zivig Miyad Ala Teras. Rashi quotes the Sefurah. On the beginning of Parshas Tzav, the Lashon Tzav, the Lashon Mitzvah is only Miyad Ala Teras. The Rambam writes in the Minyan Mitzvah, he says on Mitzvahs. He writes one of the Yud Dalet Klolim, one of the Yud Dalet Shalashim is, you only count a Mitzvah which is made with Teras. Whatever is only Harosh Shor, you don't count. Harem is not Chalayam of Koheyu, does not count as one of the Tariyad Mitzvahs. Only Dinim that are made with Teras. So the din of Eva Divinavi would apply to Moshe Rabbeinu also. Moshe Rabbeinu told Bnei Yisrael they should walk in Yamsuf. There wasn't a din Lederis. So some wise guy would decide he doesn't want to go. He likes it in Mitzrayim better. He doesn't want to go out of Mitzrayim. So he would be chayim in Zvidei Shemayim. But Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, V'yishalu isha mireis ruusa klei chesed echlei zov esmolois. And somebody doesn't want to take Bezos Mitzrayim or Bezos Hayam or something. Moshe Rabbeinu tells him to do something they don't want to do and it's only HaRoshah. The fact it wouldn't be in Zvidei Shemayim. But if he tells him, bring a carbon test off, or eat matzah and mara, that's a mitzvah of Deris, and he doesn't follow, that's not Kodosa Adivei Novi, the person is a Novi. Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, is a Novi. But he's saying it after Teres Nevuah, he's saying it's the Teres Teres. Teres is a higher, completely higher level of Nevuah. So that's along the lines of the Kedusha Slev that he says, Moshe Rabbeinu said some things with Teres Teres, some things with Teres Nevuah. Those that were said with Deris. Then he says, Zeh Adav HaShetziv HaShem, those that were wrong said with Shor. He says, Koyam HaShem, that's the Teres Novi. And this din of Eva Adivei Novi, Chai Mitzvah Dei Shemayim, is only if the din is given with Teres Nevuah.
So say
it would be,
like,
din
that only applies to that door, like,
nothing that's out of the rim,
and,
Yeah, that's a Hayruah Asher. That's only a Hayruah Asher. That's not a din of it.
Din for that door?
A din for that door is Hayruah Asher. That's a
Nevuah. Is the contrast between, a din of Teres, or is it between the higher level and the lower of Moshe? What about
a din of those of the Navi? No other Navi has a din of those. The last Pasuk in Vayikra says, Hashitziva Hashem es Moshe b'har Sinai. So the Gemara in the first daf of Megillah says, Eila ha-mitzvahs, Nikan shein Navi rashad ha-chadish dov ha-meyadva. That mitzvah means miyad of those was only given to Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the only one. Tariyad mitzvah is namad ala Moshe mi-Sinai. The mitzvahs are only given. Mitzvahs in the sense of things that are noble those are only given to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis in Gid HaMashem. That the fact that we today continue to observe the mitzvah of Giranosh and Bris Milah is not because it was given to Avram Avinu or because it was given to Yaakov Avinu, it's because it was repeated at Har Sinai. Because Avram Avinu could never have gotten the mitzvah. He was only given a Hayrasha. Moshe Rabbeinu was given the mitzvahs in the sense of things that are noble doors. The Rambam writes that there's a big Yisrael in Hashkofer. The Pirush HaMishnah is in Gid HaNashe. He makes a big fuss. He has a whole paragraph about
it.
For a few generations. I don't know. We don't learn that from them.
What happened is Gemara learns, like for me, that learns dinim for what happened
there. In fact, I guess that it's recorded in the Chumash. We learn dinim from the Vuaz Dilam Harasha also. The fact that the Rabbanu Shlom chose to tell it to Moshe Rabbeinu to dictate this whole story, so what's the relevant stuff? So the Chachamim felt that it's relevant to teach us some of the dinim.
And the Chachamim repeated this, why would that be relevant?
I don't know. I mean, but there's so many stories in the Rishis, so what would they be relevant for? I don't know. That's what we're supposed to be learning.
Maybe one because Shlom gave this, but I mean, it's not to be
but the Avel Shiva was never given. Shiva is never a Dinda. Right. It's never a Dinda Rice. It's only a Dinda Rabbana.
But the
Dinda
Rabbana.
But you're asking the other Sikuri HaTorah, why are they written? I guess they're written to teach us Midas Tavis, other things, Hanhogas. The Gemara is bothered with the problem of why Melechas Havara is singled out. Is there a Lamentas Melechas? What is the Torah singled out? So Gemara Taki asks the same question regarding Harisha Tzirah. So the Harisha Bachata Tishbos. Why is Harisha Tzirah singled out? So it's the Machlekes HaTanaim. One Tana says that goes on Shemitah. Sheishis Yomim, you should do work in the Shvi. The Harisha Bachata Tishbos goes on 6 years and the 7th year. It doesn't go on, Shabbos. It comes to the other Tana that it does refer to Shabbos. So it's to tell you a din, b'choresh v'akotzim, b'choresh v'shus, b'kotz v'shus, yotzak tzir ha'omer. The pasuk is written in order to teach you that tzir ha'omer is b'chas ha'shabbos. The other Tanah Hogar is not true. It is not b'chas ha'shabbos. B'chloges ha'tanah, in the way of God in Perek Rabbi Shmuel, the Menachas, where the tzir ha'omer is b'chas ha'shabbos anah. But the Gemara explains why Chavish and tzir ha'omer singled out. So why is over here, why is Havar singled out? The Gemara and Shabbos has a whole b'chloges ha'tanah. One Tanah says Havar al-Lachalik yotzak. One time it says Havor Lalav Yotzos. We don't know, otherwise we don't understand why Havor was singled out. Why do we need a separate pasuk? It doesn't tell you all the other malachas. Why are these singled out? Chaitzor it says. Chaitzor is taka pasuk in today's Sedrin. It says Moshe Rabbeinu tells the people that they shouldn't do any more malachas. Vayikolei ha'am mehavi. Chaitzav Moshe in Perek chapter Lamedvos, verse 6. It says, Ish v'isha yatod malach l'esrim esatodish. No one should do any more malach. Vayikolei ha'am mehavi. The people stop doing chaitzor. The Gemara says that this pasuk teaches us that Haitzor is one of the Lamatas Malachas. The place is here. Well, you need a pasuk on Haitzor. What about Tchina? What about Merakid? What about Zerubayrim? What about all the other Malachas? Givald, Mapshif, everything. What do you need for Haitzor? The place says, no, Haitzor is a Malacha Gua. In Sarasvar, we would have thought that Haitzor is not a Malacha, because we don't really create anything new. That's why we need a pasuk. And if you have the pasuk, so what does it mean that even though it doesn't have any chiddush, even though you don't create any new thing, besides, no, it means that the fact that the object can be used in the other rishus, the object has the use over there that it doesn't have over here, that's the chiddush. It's considered as if you gave it a new dimension, the fact that it's in a new place. Let's say if I throw my garbage out, I'm not going to use the garbage in the other place. I just don't want the garbage to be in the house. So I'm not going to, it has no positive value being in the place where it is. So then the Gemara calls that a Malacha Shein Tzirucha L'Gufa. And the Gemara says a Machlekes HaTanan, Rabbi Reb Shimon, whether that's Deraisa Derabbana. Rav HaRishonim held that that's only a Nisa Derabbana. When is it called a Nisa Deraisa? Let's say I take Hamotis HaMeis L'Kovroi. I take a mace out to the cemetery in order to bury him over there. So the Gemara says also a Malacha Shein Tzirucha L'Gufa. That's a Malacha Shein Tzirucha L'Gufa. But I want the mace to be in the cemetery. Not only I don't want the mace to be in the house, by the garbage, I don't want the mace to be in the house. By the garbage, and I want the garbage to be in the house. By the mace, not only don't I want the mace to be in the house, I want the mace to be in a haram uchas, and a mokam uchubah, right? Next to this great tzaddik, next to the holy tzaddik, wants to be buried. So why shouldn't that be considered a malach hatzricha l'gufa I want over there? So the Gemara says, no. It's only considered a malach hatzricha l'gufa if I plan to use the object over there. If you take an object into a new rishus, a dalaram is away from the original place, and you have the ability to use it there for some mishpamshes that you couldn't have used it for over here, then that's the chiddush of Haitzos. If you plan to use that ability, if you plan to use it there for that new mishpamshes, that's malach hatzricha l'gufa. If you don't plan to use it for that, that's called malach hashem tzricha l'gufa. So we pass them that that's only the Rabban. We pass them. Let's say Rav Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva. There was a little boy who was a yotam and had to say Kaddish in shul. He was before Bar Mitzvah, and the shul was far away from his home. So if he's going to walk the shul, he's going to get exhausted. Won't be able to walk that far. But the kid is able to walk now. He's able to walk three blocks. The shul is 20 blocks away. So am I permitted to carry the kid to shul on Shabbos in order that he should say Kaddish in shul? He says, well, since the kid can walk, so the Yisrael Hotel is only with the Rabbanim. The Gemara says there's machlekes, but achai no says atzma by animals, but by people, everybody has them in Atera, it's mutter. And he says, so it's only an Isha de Rabbanim anyway. And then he says, it's only a kamelis anyway. And it's a medachash and tzirich leguf anyway. Because what do I need the kid? What am I going to take the kid to shul? I'm going to make an operation on the kid. I'm going to dance with the kid. He's going to say Kaddish. I'm not going to be mishtamish with the kid. So he says, that's called a medachash and tzirich leguf. So he says, therefore this is called the shvur. The shvur is the makai mitzvah. What's the mitzvah to say Kaddish? What's the mitzvah to say Kaddish? Mitzvah kibbutz? It's a kibbutz. It's man aware that that is assumed to be a proper form of kibbutz before there was instituted. So he says that shvur is the shvur, the makai mitzvah the rabban, and it's also mitzvah. And his grandson, whose name is also Rav Shlomo Kluger, writes a whole footnote on that shvur that you can question the validity of the shvur. There's very few footnotes. I'm not sure when the Harav of Hashlema, he has a, he brings up a Dizeda, whether this one is right or not. A famous tshuva. But that doesn't mean that Hoitzor doesn't mean that Hoitzor doesn't have any Kiddush at all. Often Hoitzor is a Malacha Gua, doesn't have any Kiddush, you're not changing any object. But then the Pasuk says that Hoitzor is a Malacha. Ayato ad Malacha vel kol ha'o mehavi, then Havor Hoitzor is a Malacha. So once it's established as a malacha, then you have to say that it does have a chiddush. The chiddush is the fact that the object has a different hishtamshus in a new place. And to be called a tzrich l'guf, you have to plan to use that hishtamshus. You have to plan to use it for that purpose in a new place.
But
it's
not malacha and tzrich l'guf. How can you ever be kind of producing secretion, whenever it's a secretion, when you come on it for one thing, but another thing will automatically happen? So it's also
Sigration,
it definitely will happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's
true that always being Rosh Hashanah and Tzichel Leguf. Here's the point down on the Gemara in a few places that
if
Sigration is a Tzichel Leguf.
What if it's a
Tzichel Leguf? Also a Tzichel Leguf.
It's
a Tzichel Leguf. If it's a Tzichel
Leguf,
then it's always an Tzichel Leguf. That's what I said. Depending on the Machlokes, if the Tzichel Leguf is the right to the Rabban. Rav Harishanim assumed that Tzichel Leguf is only the Rabban.
So
the Rambam and the Baal HaMor are passing
it. Unless you want
it, Tzikresha is not. Right, that's what Tzikresha is concerned. But every Tzikresha de la Yitzpas
Lai. Tzikresha
that doesn't matter to you, that you have to not want it. It's a different thing. That's without considering the idea of Malacha Shem Tzikha Lagufa. Once you consider the idea of Malacha Shem Tzikha Lagufa, then Tzikresha says, every Tzikresha de la Yitzpas Lai is always a Malacha Shem Tzikha Lagufa. So the Gemara asks, why was Chorish Vikotsu singled out as a Gemara? Why was Hotel singled out as a Gemara? But why in the world was Havara singled out? It's all for Gemara. So the Gemara has a Machlokes Satanayim in Shabbos. Either Havara L'Chalak Yotzus or Havara L'Lav Yotzus. What does Havara L'Chalak Yotzus mean? It comes to tell you that not only if a person violates all the 39 others Malach, well, they're two pshat in Rashi, L'Chalak Yotzus. Rashi writes one pshat in two different places. Rashi writes one pshat, not only are you Chayav Koros, it means if you violate all the 39 others Malach, even if you violate any one of them, you also have chorus and misa. Rashi, in another place, gives them the standard pshat in l'chalek. That if a person does 39 malachas on Shabbos, b'shegev, he's chayv 39 chatos. That's called l'chalek. Chilek chatos. They're both things that Rashi says are correct. They're both correct. The only question is that they both learned that in this pasuk.
One follows the other?
Not necessarily. No. Yeah. If you say the second, then the first follows from the second. If you say the first, then the second doesn't follow from the first.
Right.
If you say this person,
right.
Yeah.
Say
the one you're thinking of. Right. That's the way we usually assume that L'chalak Yotzus means the more popular pshat, and it means the Yechayv is a Chilik Malachas L'Shabbos. The Yechayv 39 Chatos, if you violate all the Malachas, B'Shege. The Gemara, the Gabbali says that that's why the Mishnah gives you the number. It says in the Mishnah, all this Malachas, Abraham Chosei Rachan, Mishnah Shabbat Dafan Gimel. So the Gemara asks in the name of Rabbi Yechon Ben Yonah, Lomali, so the Gemara says to tell you that if our son Kula Mehala Mechat Chayv Al Kalachat Yonah, that if he's Mechal Shabbat B'Shegeg and all 39, we don't consider it as if he repeated the same Avera 39 times. He's Chayv 39 Chatos. why exactly that should be so. So that's why Menachem Zemna has a whole dissertation in the Sefer Tetzaras Chaim, quotes the Machlokes Rishonim and Achronim, what's the nature of that din, whether you consider the Chiluk Malachas as if he had done 39 different averes, as if the Shemus Mufradim, Shemus Mechulokim. Oh no, the 39 repetitions are the same aver, but the 39 forms are violating the same aver. So for 39 forms, you also have 39 chatur. And he gives you an afkelinu for Allah on that. That's a major shalat that he opened up. And Rahman Zemba is the one who did the whole, the main work on that topic. So that's one time it's said. Rabbi Yerushalmi has a comment on the Mishnah, why places in Kiddushin quotes the Yerushalmi in the first place. Why does the Mishnah give you the number of 39? So the Yerushalmi comments on the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, where the Talmid HaChamim recalls Sofrim. Why do they call Sofrim? Well, they wrote down the Torah Shel Bal Peh. They didn't write down the Torah Shel Bal Peh. They weren't permitted to write it down. It wasn't written down until way, way later. The Gemara says in Temura, Bizman HaMayroim, in the days of Avinu Avashi. That's when they started to write down and teach Mitzvah HaTzav. So why in the days of the Tanakh and the Sefer Divrei Hayamim, the Talmid HaChamim described the Sofrim? So the Gemara, what they wrote, Sifrei Torah all the time, maybe. So the Gemara says, Yerushalmi says, Sha'asa kol ha'toras kulo sfura sfura, they gave numbers. Sofer means counting, it means to count everything. They gave the Abba Abbas and Zikin and Achav Tawad Abbas and Zikin and Yud Gibel Dinam Nehmu Ben Nibel Osayfam and the Abbas Melochas Abba and Chav Tawad. So the Yerushalmi presents it as if the Mishnah gives you the number 39, not necessarily implying that it's the Din of Chiluk Melochas. We know there is a Chiluk Melochas Mishan. So it's only Gemara. If you do two Melochas, you chayit two chatas. Even though they were both done by Halamechon. But the Yishami says that the reason why the Mishnah gives you the number is in order to remember how many Melochas there are. As in the Manik Tiva. But the Yud Gimel Dinam Nehmu Ben Nibel Osayfam, Abba Abbas and Zikin, use your number to make it easier to remember the Halach. The other time in the Gemara disagrees, and he gives a different reason. He says, the Chalak is learned out from a different pasuk, that there's Chiluk Melochas Meshavis. And this pasuk tells you that Havor Alalav Yotza. So whereas the other 38 Melochas have Nisan, have Korei, Havor is only a plain old lav. It doesn't have Nisan, it doesn't have Korei. What does that mean? That it's only Havor Alalav Yotza? What about Mechabeh? Mechabeh should make a Kavachomer. If Havor is only Lechalak, if Havor, Havor is the positive. If making the fire is only a lav, so Kibbutz extinguishing the fire.
It's a totally different.
It's the
three
of the Lufa and Mechabe is to make the coals. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a different
Ula? Right.
The negative.
Not the reverse. Exactly. It brings the right thing to the Gemara, that it's not that this is undoing, not at all. That Malachas Mechabe is undoing Havar. It's the Gami a different Malacha, right. So some wanted to make such a Kavachayma. Places in Beitza make such a Kavachayma. That's called Kavachayma and Aleph. And I think the Rashash and Shabbos on that Fine Gimel quotes a relative of his, shared the story of Rabbi Nashe Ilya, I think, and the Sefer Alfei Menashe, if I'm not mistaken. Rabbi Nashe Ilya and the Sefer Alfei Menashe says that if, but Tosis says, forget about Rabbi Nashe Ilya, Tosis says it's in Beis, but if Havara is Lechalos in the Lav Yatzon, so Mechab is also the Lav Yatzon, there's no Kores, there's no Mises. So the Rashash points out that it's against the Nafan Gimel. The Gemara increases, says the Ferish, that if a person is Mechab, the Rashash and Shabbos, I find Gimel on the Mishnah that lists off all the Lamates of his Malachas. He raises the question. He quotes from his relative, the Alfa Menashe. Menashe Ilya was a super genius who lived in Vilna in the days of the Vilna Gaon. And everybody disliked him until he finally was a Malamet. But he used to give original Pshatim. He used to give original Pshatim in Gemara against Rashi and Tosfos. And the Balabatim didn't like him. The Gaon thought that it's not there. And then later on, they found some of his Pshatim appeared in the Rabbeinu Hanano. And the Vilna Shas was printed later when they found the manuscript of Iraq. So they found some of his original Pshatim in the not so popular Rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos didn't say. But they found other Rishonim had a Pshatim. So he wrote this, super genius wrote this. And they didn't chase him out of Vilna. They fired him from his job because they didn't like him giving his original Pshatim. Like the Rebbe's in Yeshiva here, they don't teach Rashi and Tosfos, they teach original Pshatim. Then in the Vilna, you'd get fired for saying original. So the Rashash is masig on him, he says he's against the Gemara, because the Gemara preaches that Chofalov says, what's the malach of a person is mechate gecholim if he pokes around in the cold? So the Gemara says he's violating a double malach, he's doing havara and he's doing mechabe. It's havara, and the coals on the bottom that are black. Now that he pokes around and he brings them to the top, and now they're going to be glowing, and the coals that were on the top that were glowing, and now on the bottom they're going to be black, so that's mechabe. So the Gemara says, look, so he did mechabe on maver, if he did it, b'shege. How many chatoras is he chayiv? So one bryce says chayiv stein, one bryce says chayiv achas. So the Gemara says, why is chayiv achas? What happened to the chiluk malachas? So the Gemara says, no. That tana holds that havara lelav yotza. So you only chayiv achatos on the kibui, and you're not chayv chatzis on the mavir. So it's the fairest that even though havor lachal lelav yatzeh, the mechaper is not the lav yatzeh. I'm a foolish gemara. I think it's around after chavbeis or something. The end of a parrot. So that's what parrot. The end of a parrot. The Vashash and Afan Gimel and Shabbos Kosher. He says that Tosis also says the Peladik of Mason Beitza around our Kodesh. What time is it now? My watch time. The Min HaSinah has in the month of HaShabbos. My watch has 10 to 11. That's what happened last night. My watch stopped. I kept on going. Min HaSinah and the Masech HaShabbos, Min HaSinah on Shabbos has a whole kinsus on all the Lama Tosh Shabbos and Masech. He quotes the Shabbos Tanya who has a discussion of this. Tosis in Sochem Daf Hei has two opinions. If one holds Havara Lelav Yatsos, will Havara be Osir Amutar on Yom Tov? The one opinion of Tosis is that you only carry over from Shabbos to Yom Tov to Melachah. So if Havara Lelav Yatsos is no Kodesh and there's no Misa, means that Havara is not a Melachah. Lot on Misa. So no reason. Why does that mitzvah to make Kiddush on Shabbos and Isha Shvi'is is Behemto? So some thoughts can say there are more rights on the other hand that Shvi'is Behemto doesn't apply to Yom Tov. The only thing is he carries her over from Shabbos to Yom Tov are the Melachah. Shvi'is Behemto is not on Melachah, it's on Isha B'Yalma, Tumen, let's say. Even if you have Tumen Deraisa, Machleg is where the Tumen Deraisa, I love Deraisa. Even if you have Tumen Deraisa, so the further Machleg is the Ramah Matos is where the Tumen would be Deraisa only on Shabbos or even on Yom Tov. Because the Pasuk of Tumen only says by Shabbos, Ayat Yishkin Komo. The place is right in the foolish in several places that Chumen is, if according to that time of Chumen is the right, is the right on Yom Tov as well. And the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah writes in the foolish is only on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. Even on Yom Kippur not. Rambam writes even on Yom Kippur. That's the further machlekes. The Rambam in Rabbi Daniel HaBavli had a machlekes. If one should assume that Chumen is only the right on Shabbos, what about on Yom Kippur? So Rabbi Daniel HaBavli held on Yom Kippur also on the Rabbi. And Avram Ben Aram points out that his father is right. He thinks the Rambam is right. It only applies to Shabbos, not to Yom Tov, not to Yom Kippur. The only thing he carry over from Shabbos to Yom Kippur and to Yom Tov are the Yisuri Melach. Whatever is not a Melach is not carried out. So Tosfos has 2 days on that Hayim Tzach and if you have Havara Lelav Yatsos is Havara forbidden Min HaTorah and Yom Tov are not. So one day hold that it's Mutar Lezander. Why? Because it's not a Melach, so it's not carried out. That's what the Shagasaya pours out his wrath on that Tosfos. He doesn't like that at all. He says that's utterly ridiculous. Even if you have the Havara Lelav Yatsos, it doesn't mean that it's not a Melach. It's not like Tchumen. Not like Shri Zidane, but it's a malacha that it doesn't have chorus and it doesn't have mitzvah. Dafka thought it is a malacha, that's what he finds. He finds that that's the second day in Tosfos, and he says that's the Yikah, that even if you have Havar or Lechalek Yatsos, it's still also on Yom. Others say no, that's not the second day. Others say the first and the second day both agree that if you have Havar or Lelav Yatsos, Havar is not a malacha at all. But they argue, what do you carry over from Yom Tov to Shabbos? The second day in Tosfos holds that you carry over not only malachas, to carry over all the Yisuri Hayyam. So that's how Shvi'is Behemto would apply to Yom Tov as well. And Tchumen would apply, that's the case of how Tchumen would apply to Yom Tov as well. Tchumen is not a Malacha. That's for sure, the Gemara says Tchumen is not called a Malacha. And still case of Shita is, Bukam and Mekayim is Bishat, and Rosh Hashanah, and Chagigah, and my cup, and I think in a few places, Tosh says the same, that Tchumen is the rice even on Yom Tov. You see that case of Shita is that you carry over all the Yisuri Shabbos that carried over to Yom Tov.
We need to upgrade.
The light of your side lamp on Yom Tov, that's a shadow. That's how well it's for now, you start off on that. Cigarette is also a serious problem. That's the question. It's so Hayom Tzas, he enjoys it, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Paschim to say that it's not a Beva Hashav L'chol Nefesh. It's only an aesthetic pleasure. And the Pashtus in the Gemara is that that's an Issa Deraisa. On Yom Tov. That's an Issa Deraisa. The Nesivis left in his Tavoya, that he forbids all of his descendants from smoking on Yom Tov Rishon. So Yom Tov Sheni leaves it up to them, they should ask their local Orthodox rabbi, but Yom Tov Sheni, but is it Yom Tov Rishon or is it Tavoya? The question is what binding force is the Tavoya, huh? It has nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
So, Hayom Tzav, who doesn't?
And
we took
the
Kalamai. Kalamai, you have a few more. So how much? Yeah,
it's not healthy, but that means
yeah, the prima godim quotes of Bnei Yeshua that even though very few people smoke, but since the smoking is for aiding digestion, so therefore it's called davar hashav l'chol nefesh. The definition of davar hashav l'chol nefesh doesn't depend on how many people enjoy it. It depends on whether it's for health purposes or it's for aesthetic pleasure. So Bnei Yeshua says that smoking was not for aesthetic pleasure, it was for health purposes to aid in digestion. That's what the prima godim quotes of Bnei Yeshua and Perikir. But it's not as that. We know that it's not true. People don't smoke to aid digestion. They do it for aesthetic pleasure. So that's exactly what should be offered. That's exactly what's called Gov Hashem HaShav L'chol Nefesh. That's an Isha Deraisa. But you're not allowed. The Zohar has a different comment on this passage. Why was Havara singled out? The Zohar says that Havara means Eisha Machlekes, Kaas and Machlekes. That on Shabbos is a special Isha not to get angry and not to make a Machlekes. Usually people work every day, they go to the office, so they don't have any time to make machlokes in shul. Shabbos, they're all relaxed. They don't have time to pick a fight. And that's what the Zohar says, that there's a separate law against making machlokes. The Prima Godim in the Sefer HaChumash writes that when the Rebbe gives a shiur, the Gemara says, Yek Mor B'Talmidim, the Rebbe has to scream at the Talmidim and humiliate them if he's going to gain something by that, and hit them over the head and give them tetch and whatever is necessary to treat them sternly. If that will be productive, if we'll get something out of it. And he says, on Shabbos you're not allowed. If you give a shiur on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to do that. That's the pasuk of Lo Tzavari Eish, that you're not allowed to be in kaas at the Talmidim on Shabbos. The Gemara has another drasha. Tosafot says it's not in spirit to this. The Gemara asks, why does it say b'chol moshe sechem? Why does it single out Havar, Zidol, Lachalot, Olalav, or Fakas, and Machlokes, whatever? But why does it say B'chol Moshe Sechem? So now the Gemara has different drushes. One drusha has it, B'chol Moshe Sechem means my Shabbos are Bezin. It refers to Bezin. A Bezin is not permitted to give. Nisa's Bezin on Shabbos. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Yivamah had a whole series of Kavachomis, why should he mutter to do Nisa's Bezin on Shabbos? And this passage tells you that it's forbidden. We must discuss this, you know. The Avdinez explains. But the Rambam's opinion is that it's not just that Mrs. Bezin is not Derech HaShabbos, that's separate Issa. Not to give an Einish on Shabbos. He says, Allah, even to put someone in a Cherem would be a violation of Ein Manish in the Shabbos. Based on the Rambam sheet, the Rambam holds that this is counted as a separate law in the Minyan HaMitzvah. It's not that this is Megala, that this is Chil HaShabbos, that's a separate law. Even if there's no Chil HaShabbos, you're not allowed to make an Einish on Shabbos. Then the Gemara in Shabbos has a different drasha. The Svaraj B'chol Moshe Yosef means in private homes it's drasha. Then in Beis Hamikdash it's mutter that you're permitted to burn the Evorim of Kedorim on the Mizbeach on Shabbos. What's the Chiddush? Of course, if it's a Kodesh Manuka of wood, there's a Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no. I need a Pasuk. It tells me, number one, it tells me the Din. Let's say I mock you the Kodesh on Shabbos. I could really be mocked to the Emurim on Mitzvah Shabbos after Avdolah. But it's a Chiddush Din. That Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaiti, you're permitted to burn the Evorim of Kedorim even on Shabbos. You might want to learn that out from a different passage. That's not learned out from this passage. That's a different. This passage tells you that the Evorim of Kedorim are Friday. The Talmud Shabbana Abana, the Talmud Shachar Friday, if it's not burnt to ashes yet, you're permitted to be Mahapas at Sinai on Friday night to have it burn more. You're permitted to do Havara on that. But you might discuss it exactly when. Is it always mixed? There are details in the Gemara and Shabbos. Meshe Chochman points out that there were three kelim that had badim: the shulchan, the mizbech, and the yaron. Only regarding the yaron do we learn in Parshas Truma that there's a din of lo yasur mimenu, that you're not permitted to remove the badim, the shulchan, and the mizbech. You only have the badim.